listeners.
All right, so we just have about a minute left. So quickly run down, what is our timeline towards getting these artist creations in that where people can take a listen to them?
Okay, well, I'll be telling, like I said, the artists to get started in April, and we'll just be posting relevant content as it happens. I can't, unfortunately, tell the artists, do you have that amazing thing? I need it by 3 p.m. on Wednesday or else. But, you know, as we're reaching milestones and they have ahas, I'll be sure to make sure that content is somewhere for KB listeners to weigh in on.
We are totally looking forward to it. This is, yay! I mean, it's really cool, and it's something that, you know, all these years I've never really given any thought to, but as soon as I saw you mention it in an email a few days ago, I thought, oh yeah,
it's so
this
obvious.
Why have we not had this? This is a great idea.
That's great. Yay.
Well, Gil and Zales, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to hearing how this progresses, and we certainly look forward to hearing what the final product sounds like.
Yay. Us too.
Thank you very much, everyone. We will join you again next week. Have a great rest of your week.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Gaining Ground, a documentary film by Elaine Velasquez and Barbara Bernstein. The screening is Thursday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center. Gaining Ground is a film about growing food, empowering communities, and changing lives. It also addresses the negative impacts of industrial agriculture and genetically modified foods. It is an intimate view of rural and urban farmers embracing challenges. Again, that's Gaining Ground, Thursday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center, Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum, 934 Southwest Salmon Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Please join us on Saturday, March 25th for an Archives Database Edit-a-thon and party. This event will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are recruiting current and past KBOO volunteers and listeners who hold knowledge of KBOO's 49-year history, and we are recruiting archivists, librarians, and any other person that enjoys information seeking and data entry to document this collective knowledge. This event is free and open to the public, but we need you to register so we can plan for the event. Find out more by emailing archive@kboo.fm or online at kboo.fm/editparty2017.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I am the Amazon Queen. This is What's Life Without Laughter on 90.7 KBOO. Hello to the KBOOs. I am here today with some special guests. I have Sharissa Hall that is here. Can you please say hello to the KBOOs, Sharissa?
Hey, KBOOs. That's my government name, Sharissa Hall, but they call me Rissa Riss. Thank you very much. Okay.
Don't give my federal name out, please. Don't do that. Rissa Riss is here. We also have here a chef, entrepreneur.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey. All in one boutique.
All in one boutique.
Screen printing.
We do it all. All printing, screen printing, t-shirts, posters, banners,
catering, all that. We do it all.
We do it all. We do it all. Now, you know, we just have a special delivery coming in from one of his businesses right now.
Yes.
He is
yes.
bringing in a drop-off of some food, because this month we are showcasing African-Americans in business, entrepreneurship, self-employment, making it happen by doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So, he brought in some, what do we have right here?
It's a real lobster tail on some lobster mac.
Okay, okay.
Dear baby Jesus, it's probably about an 8-ounce serving of food.
Okay.
And he's got the silverware and everything. This is Chef Pineapple, you guys. He also helps out at Ockley Green with the Sun program for the kids.
So. Chef Pineapple we got here right now. Okay.
Oh, dear baby Jesus, it's crab up in here. It's lump.
So basically right now, Chef Pineapple has brought in a lobster tail in the pasta,
a whole lobster tail with crab.
Mm. Save me some when we get done. Just save me some. Mm. Save me half, and okay. I want my half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, top five at five. Let's go around the table for a little Red Robin. Rissa,
mm-hmm.
give me your rate on Trump being in office for the past 60 days.
Well, I'm probably one of the few that will say this, but I think President Trump has done a great job with bringing out the racism that this mm-hmm. country has been built on for so many years.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing to see some of my white friends be so surprised at how racist this country really is. It's really exciting. But there's a claim that Snoop Dogg tried to kill President Trump, so I don't even know what that's all about. But my wrap-up is like this. I think with all the evils, it's showing how many compassionate people we actually do have. So the compassion is coming out amazingly. It's just like a tit for tat for every person. I literally, like, one day at work, almost got drove off the road by these two white dudes in this white pickup. And when I got back to work, this old white man out of the blue just hugged me and said, Black Lives Matters.
I know, that's right.
So it was crazy. So, like, for every tit for tat, it was something. So
having the compassion there.
Yeah, the compassion is it's trumping, no pun intended, the hate. So, you know, it's whatever. We've lived through thousands of years of racism. It's just now in people's faces. You know, white women are saying, oh, I've never had a president that didn't like me. Well, my daddy's a vet and ain't no presidents liked him. So now what?
Yeah.
You know, people are just starting to get a taste of their real medicine or whatever. But, you know, that sums it up. He's an idiot. I mean, I refer to him as the dude from the Home Alone 2 movie. He's the extra that gave Macaulay Culkin the instructions.
But one thing we do understand now is that love does trump hate.
Yes,
you know,
always.
I think one thing about it is bringing unity amongst all of us. If not with us, definitely with our kids. I told one of my friends, I've never, you know, I was born and raised here in Portland, and I went to school with predominantly white kids, and I went to school with them. Mm-hmm. I laughed with them. I talked about ate lunch with them. They didn't come to my house. But now seeing my son, that my son has Vietnamese, mm-hmm. he has Hispanics, he has Russians, he has Islanders that are his best friends. That's my bro, mama.
Yes.
That's my bro. Like, that shows me that it's changing. May not be the time frame that we want it,
right?
But it is happening. But of course, we all know that Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right.
All right, Chef Pineapple, let me ask you this. Give me your rate on Kevin Durant. What's up?
Kevin Durant, you know, I just moved back up here from the Bay Area, so, man, it's a touchy situation.
I'm like, is he dead?
No, he's looking like, man, he messed it up.
Man, we had it in the bag. But rating Kevin Durant on the season he was having, a very MVP-like season.
I agree.
And to see anybody go down because of an injury, you know, that's serious. It's beyond sports.
It is. But you know what, though? I'm a sports fanatic. So I always tell people, you know, people are like, you know what? They going to win it. I mean, they got everybody. I'm like, y'all don't put in injuries, man. That goes with football, basketball, baseball, anything.
Indeed.
Injuries mess up more in sports than anything else.
Yes, indeed.
Because I do know that God laugh at plans.
Yes, he does.
Okay, now.
Yes, he does.
Okay, coming into the building right now, we're going to back a little bit. Y'all, we got the birthday fella. He just got back from Vegas, right. Partying it up, up in there, you know what I'm saying, doing it all nice. We got David Reddy Jefferson that has checked in with us. Go ahead and say hey to the K-Boos for me.
What's up, K-Boo? What's happening with y'all?
Hey!
What up? I'm back.
He back in the PO for
back.
Us. Okay, so I'm going to hit you with this one then.
What's up?
Trap music. Hit or miss?
Trap music?
Yeah.
I'm not with it, man. I'm not with it. I'm not with the message. Absolutely not.
It's awful.
I'm not with the message.
It's
we've got enough issues right now.
To me, you don't find any happiness in the music. Like, to me, nah. we grew up with, you know, LL Cool J, Heavy D, yeah. N.W.A., right. yeah, Salt and Pepper. You could pick who you want to be like, but now everybody's like cookie sheet cutters of like
today.
Of garbage. The same music, the same outfits, the same songs.
Copycat.
And the same lack of information.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. I told myself, I'm like, what are you listening to? If you don't put on some God Doggone James Brown, man. Turn this mess on.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get
on up. Hey. Okay. We'll get to this good show. All right. So, Sharissa, Rissa Riss, give me a quick bio about yourself.
I'm a 2-time champ. No, I don't know.
You're ready, champ.
Get on, girl. Talk about it.
But, I'm a mother. I recently just came out of a 3-year maternity retirement. Of sorts. So I mean, I started comedy, I say about 15 years ago. Before that, I worked for people, mm-hmm. you know, I've always had good skills. My parents said either go to the army, you know, work for the state or, you know, get a degree. And I don't believe in college. I don't believe in debt for something I already know. So I went work for the city. It was cool. Benefits was gravy and everything like that. But, you know, my parents are entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. The day I was born, my dad opened up the first seafood market in Portland.
Wow.
So I was born into this thing. So okay. I just created something. I started telling jokes. My mama Rose, my white mama Rose Canoe, mm-hmm. give her props. She put me on with comedy. You know, she came and talked to me like white parents talk to their kids. Get your effing butt out of here and you're going to do something. And so I went out and I started doing it and I started getting paid for it. And it was like, why not get paid for therapy? You know, get out here and do something. I'm good at it. But I've done everything. I've driven dump trucks. You know, I've had restaurants. I'm a minister. I can wed people, you know what I'm saying?
Now, speaking of things that you do, I know you have a thing called the Give Back Game.
Yes.
I know there's a couple of my other friends out there. I'm going to have them on the show as well. But you try to give back by helping people in need that you see mm-hmm. on Facebook or out talking with people, that kind of a thing. So let me ask you this. What suggestions do you have to help regarding the issue we have with homelessness?
We could end the greed-filled gentrification of our state. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do that. I mean, I could suggest burn it all down, but I don't want to go to jail. So I said we go for the former, but that's it. But Give Back Gang, that's what we do. We give back to our community. It's a pop-up charity. Me and my homegirl, Rainy Elise Casey, she's the hardest working woman I know. She just had transplant yesterday because she's going through brain cancer, spine cancer. Just keep coming for her.
Mm-hmm.
But we do all that we do right now. We have an 8-month-old little girl that wears 12 months to 2 T's that we're trying to get everything for her because her grandmother just got instant custody of her about a couple hours ago.
So how can someone contact you to get stuff to you?
They can hit me on Facebook and my government name, Sarissa Hall, Jesus Christ. Or y'all can go on Facebook and the Give Back Gang. Just let me know where to come pick it up. And if you're anywhere between Vancouver and East County, we'll come and grab that for the baby. And we do everything. You can always hit my PayPal up, your girl wrist. .com on PayPal. You can hit my Google Wallet up. It's tons of ways to get to us. We don't do no weird stuff with reappropriating money or anything. We just go ahead and give it to the kids and we give back. That's what we do.
Now, let's thank you for that one, but I'm going to get this in before we go to break real fast. I know that you are coming out of retirement,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, because you are the queen of comedy in the Northwest.
Yes, ma'am.
So if somebody wants to see Rissa Riss, where do they go to?
They can catch me outside.
Oh, come man. Right now, about 15 minutes. Show me.
But real talk, it's the Catch Me On Stage tour. How about that? March 24th, we're closing out National Women's Month. So we'll be at the Ford Food and Gallery on 11th Division. And then April 30th, we're starting our first dinner comedy show. Right. Me and my artist, Anything Is Risible Comedy Management. We've got Belinda, the Amazon Queen, and we got that one chick, Sean Juan, and him. We'll be at Mekong Bistro on 82nd Siskiyou, April 30th, the last Sunday of April, during our faux funny, faux real dinner comedy show. Tickets are $25. You get a meal, drink, and comedy. So come on out to that. And like I said, catch me on stage. How about that?
I know that's right. You know what I'm saying? Because I am. You know what I'm that's my manager. Now, okay. Take a little quick break. About 30 seconds. We'll come back out and go to the second part of the show.
Chef Pineapple. Hey.
Man. That's a
we wanna take you on a cruise all around the land. Music is at hand. We wanna play
Hello, K-Boo. Hello, K-Boos. We are back with this second part of this show of What's Life Without Laughter. African-Americans doing it in ownership, businesses, entrepreneurs, all that good stuff. Now we have David Reddy Jefferson. David, give us a little bio about you, man.
A little bio?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What all you don't do. It's this so man, I'm short. Telling you.
I don't shine shoes yet, but no. Nah, honestly, I'm just a kid, man. Basically, just born into the love of fashion, sneakers, things of that
stacking
nature.
Stacking kicks. Yeah. You have the TV company.
Dave's TV company.
You got, of course, you know, Sketty.
The Sketty car. Yeah, I had the spaghetti car, okay. But we went ahead and shut it down to kind of focus on other aspects of fashion is what I did.
Well, he need to bring that back because y'all know we got pineapple in here with this, but this man had Sketty. He had turkey Sketty. You know what I'm saying? And he had it going on with the cheese on top, melted all down the crock pot, all right. That good stuff.
Wet.
All right. Well, let's get into this. Being an African-American man, what's your driving force to doing a self-employment?
My driving force is, I don't know, I feel like I'm a knucklehead when it comes to listening to, you know, other people as far as employers. I mean, I've tried. I've had several jobs. I wasn't that bad at them, but I just couldn't keep them. You know, there's something in me that basically said, like, you can't stay here too long. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing good. They want you to stay, but leave, you know. Mm-hmm. And that energy has just been guiding me, like, for like the last 10 years. And like, and I quit my last job in 2007 and I decided not to look back. So I haven't worked in 10 years for anybody else.
Look at that.
I just couldn't help it. It wasn't like it was a choice, you know. It was just within me, you know. And it's like, you can't be here. You got other things to do. Like, you got other things you love. You got other things that you can share.
Exactly.
And things that you can present to the community. And you know, and I just ran with that. Like, I just don't ignore the energy when it talks to me.
Okay, speaking of energy and the community.
Okay.
What advice would you give to young men under the age of 16, seeing that they see fast money, drugs, women as a path?
Great question. I would like to say take advantage of yourself as opposed to letting society take advantage of you. Take the gifts that you have inside you, identify them, figure out what they are, and you have to create your contribution to society that's custom made for who you are and what your calling is. You know, and so we have to dig deep inside of ourselves. You know, a lot of things go, you know, a lot of things happen in our society. We want to emulate, but ultimately people want the success. They don't actually always want to take the route that people are taking. They just don't know no other route. And what they're doing is they're just kind of trying to mimic what they're seeing to think they're going to get that kind of success. The thing about that is you can never really receive your blessings from the universe unless you take what's outside of you and present it to the society and to the community, and then you'll receive the blessings, then you'll understand your role in society, and then you'll start to deliver those things, and the energy that'll circulate around you will be so amazing. It's just that it'll just take you wherever you want to go in life, and then people will start to follow that and start to be inspired by that, and you'll ultimately be play a role in changing the world that way.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, my brother, I don't know if you're gonna be a pastor, but I sure see motivational speaking in your future. You didn't inspire me just then. I'm gonna go do something different. Whoa, okay. Last thing.
Sorry, that wasn't me. That was the energy talk.
That was
energy. I didn't say that. I didn't write that or nothing.
He has a hat on, too, that says energy. Okay. I know you have a book coming out. What's the name of the book now?
The book is called Society College.
Society College. What's this about? Give me a... don't give too much. We're going to buy it when we get the book, but...
Okay. Well, it basically, the name of Society College, it's the education of society, which to me means... the understanding, the art of understanding people, what makes people work, or why do people do what they do, breaking down formulas in society so that you can read situations and you can almost kind of predict outcomes by using your own social formula. The only way to really do that is to, you know, is based off the premise that some of the main issues in society are based off the fact that most people don't know what it's like to be other people. And we everybody forgets that. And Society College is trying to bridge that gap, to bring that empathy and that understanding, so that then we'd be more willing to work with each other. You know, because when you look at a lot of things that are dividing society, they're based off really, really minimal aspects of existence. Like a skin color is not really relevant to anybody being better or worse.
I agree.
Does that makes sense? Yes. You know, gender, you know, orientation, whatever it is you do, that's not a real reason to hate anything or anybody else. We're allowed to be different if we can understand those differences, and then we can bridge a gap and we can work together. So it's just about putting yourself in other people's shoes and trying to give basically making the best out of every interaction that you can have with every human on this earth that you come across.
Okay, then.
If that makes sense.
It does. Okay. It does. Now, speaking of books, Rissa Riss, I know that you're in a
yes, I was in one of the trilogies of Rose City Chick 3 by Shelley Marie Dishman.
Okay.
Who is one of our Portland greats. She's an author. She's written probably over 30 books. She does street literature and romance novels, and her grandfather was Matt Dishman of the Matt Dishman Center.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So shout out to that. Yeah, history. She just decided, I mean, I do what I do. I support my people. You know, I support Portland. I didn't know who she was, but it said Rose City. And so my guy Michael Hicks, Dr. Michael Hicks of Black Rose PDX.
He was here last
okay,
month.
Cool. Then yes. I don't have to sell him on it then.
He was awesome. He read a speech, a part of Dr. King's speech for us for Black History Month last
wonderful.
Month. He was awesome. I'm trying to get him a date because that man, he's is great. Educated. His voiceover to sounding like Barry White.
Books. Oh, man. My God.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he brought her up here with a book. You know, it was like a book meet and greet. So I bought the book because, you know, the first one, it was about Portland. So I just really liked how it mentioned everything about Portland. Oh, I thought she was waving at the food. But so I was just supporting her as I do, and she was very excited about that. So she ended up asking me if I could be, well, she ended up writing an excerpt and then sending it to me and asking me if I could be in it. And I was like, why are you even asking me? Like, go.
That.
Yeah, never ask me. So it's awesome to be mentioned in a book. You know, I can go down with that, and I ain't dead. You know, don't put me on no t-shirt, but put me in a book.
I know, that's right. Right. Okay, now we've talked about the Give Back Gang, Rissa Riss, a.k.a. Sharissa Hall, Baby Need Clothes, 2T.
Yes, 2T. Yes.
So get to her. We talked about
diapers, whatever,
diapers,
y'all
whatever
got.
You got. Mm-hmm. Give Back Gang, hit her up. David Reddy Jefferson talked about, you know what I'm saying, do better. Have good chi. Put it out there. Feng shui wu-sa. If you do good, it come back to you.
Right.
So, like, get there. But now we move to this food we got here. We got Chef Pineapple up in here. Chef, what's your real name, Chef Pineapple?
My name is Eric Poe.
Eric Poe is up in here right now.
Yes, indeed.
Eric Poe, I'm going to have you give your bio while I take a bite of your food.
No
so,
doubt.
You go ahead and you do that.
All right. My name is Eric Poe, born and raised in this beautiful Rose City. I'm one of the young grandchildren coming out of the Burger Barn. I know all y'all know about that.
Yeah.
That's my grandma, my grandpa, Shadow Geraldine Poe. May they rest in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed at a very young age, going outside, you got a whooping. Staying inside, you didn't. So that's why I know how to whip it like that.
Okay.
Who taught you how to cook? If you don't, oh, go ahead. Is that good? Who taught you how to cook?
It was my grandma. She was the first one. Taught me how to cook. Our first dish together, it was chicken and gravy, and that's why it come out so swell.
Well, ladies, I just tasted this right now, man. I'm about ready to sing, go for a run, all that. Now, ladies, I don't see no ring on his finger.
Hey.
Yes.
So you might want to go ahead and try to swoop him up.
His brother's locked down, but he's not, believe me.
But he ain't. See?
Hey.
Ladies, it is delicious right here. I'm over here in heaven. In heaven, Burger Barn, we all remember that. That's an old school
delicacy. Wings.
That's I'm so Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you know that.
No, yes.
When you know that right there. Okay, now for you being an entrepreneur and cooking, what advice can you give African American men under the age of 16 regarding cooking? Because a lot of guys come up, but I ain't got to cook. You know what I'm saying? My mama, my girl, you know, my mom cook for me. So, make it down for
him. Well, what I would like to tell these young, handsome, strong black men is that do not be afraid to pick up a pot and pan. You might think it's feminine, but this will get a lot of feminine attention.
Yes, it
so,
will. I got to feel.
I don't have a ring, and I do not have time right now because my car is full. These beautiful lunches, and I gotta keep it moving right now. You know, that's not my focus, but what I would like to tell these youngsters is man, food is a lifestyle, and you are what you eat. literally, and eat raw foods, eat live foods. Mm-hmm. You are what you eat. And I'm not trying to get biblical or nothing, but food is energy. Food is positivity. And if you ever notice, if you eat something fast food, I'm not going to blast nobody, but if you eat something fast food, you see how just your energy changes. And how this beautiful queen right here, she just took a bite and she said she felt energetic. Yes. She doesn't feel sluggish. She doesn't feel, those are all fresh ingredients. That sauce is from scratch. All of that. So what I'm saying is the food is energy. Yes. And she takes my energy when she was eating it.
Oh, hello, somebody.
I'm going to take my ring off the pose right now.
You don't mind if I make that shirt? Take my energy? I'm making my energy. Can I make that?
Real life.
I'm making that. Ooh, wee.
Taste the life that I give you through this food right here.
Like, it, I had to shut down the spaghetti cart, man, the way them girls coming up
here. It's stilettos.
Hey, tell them about that delivery.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we have time for that?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I'm not putting nobody on blast, man. I got some stories. I see some things making these drop off. And I can put some situations, but young man, stay strong.
Right. Focus.
Stay strong, young man.
Focus. Let me go. Put a little bit more comfortable real fast. Right. Let me come back. Man. All right. Okay. Last question for you. What do you feel like is your driving force for the food that you make? Like, what is your thing? Is it pastas? Is it all food? Like, what's your expertise? What's your,
you know, I don't think I created it yet. I don't have an expertise. I'm very well-rounded. I could cook many different cuisines of the ages. I just really love doing seafood because I'm allergic to it, and I do not want any weaknesses in anything that I do.
So you build your immune system to it, or do you feel like that?
You know, when I'm peeling shrimp or doing lobster, I could do it for about 15, 20 minutes. But after that, it starts, you know, to get all irritated. But I built the tolerance up as much as that. But I put on gloves and crack them shells.
Well, thank you for the sacrifice.
You know what I'm saying?
It's real.
No, that's right. Okay, we got a few more minutes left, you guys. Mm-hmm. Let's go around and because I really want to pump out some African Americans who are now in businesses besides all of you guys here. Uh-huh. So let's name a couple in a round robin game.
For sure.
Start off with you, Chef Pineapple.
Oh man, shout out to my bro doing this thing, Jay Sean Voice Allen. Boy, shout out to you. Pull up on him, literally, and go ahead and get your fish dish from him. Jay, I see you, baby. Keep on doing your thing, boy.
Riz?
Brixton Beauty Supply, you know, especially with the whole outrage with the black woman being attacked by the Asian owner. So I think we really need to step up and be on our own. Lovely Lee Hair. She also has hair supplies. Mama Sun Soul Shack and Jazzy's and Dubs all out in North Portland. Next Level Management by our own Samuel Thompson. Yes, all right. He's now managing Lance Edwards of Comedy. Dean's Baked Goods, Dean's Barbershop. Love's Place, GSR Daycare, Keys Loaded Kitchen. That girl gets it down. She's going to be catering at Sean Juan's birthday party this Saturday at the private party. Hello.
She put her foot in it, boy.
Yeah, she does. All in One Boutique. He was just up in here. Jeffrey.
Sure was. Right.
Sharonda McCauley, because sometimes they say we just sell food in here. So Sharonda McCauley, go to her for a house and go hit up my homegirl Tawanda over there off of Cully for a car from Affordable Auto Care.
David?
Give a shout out to Stupid Burger. My guy Alan Bell at Hannah's, Brian with Black Mannequin, Surreal Till with Yeah That. Let's see who else. This guy has so many of them.
Picasso. Picasso Barbershop.
Oh yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Danny Bostick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Picasso.
Champions with Jamal Lane.
Champions. Yeah. Shout out. MP Doe with Dirty Tato. It's fire.
Dirty Tato. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out Joyce Kitchen. She deliver out there on 162nd and Sandy. I've been getting my chicken plates out there. I've been rocking with her pretty heavy.
Write her information down. You know, I'm out.
Yeah, you're out there too. Yeah, she'll bring it. She got some fire.
Oh, Taste So Good is good. She's out there too.
Yeah.
Okay. And also too, let's go back to another person I want to bring out is Wintress. Wintress is part of Drumsticks Fashions that we have.
Oh, yeah.
David here. We're going to have a fashion show, I think, April 15th.
Yes, April
15th. At TOA. It's going to be for plus size people.
That's the latest.
Hey.
Yeah, I, the Amazon Queen, is going to be in that fashion show. I'm going to be modeling. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Going to put those long legs on that stroll.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa. All right, y'all, we got 1 minute to go. Let's everybody say goodbye to the K-Boos. Say boo, Pineapple, Chef Pineapple, say goodbye.
Goodbye, K-Boo. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Been listening to y'all since I was a snot nose. Thank you.
I know that's right. Rissa, Rissa,
Riss. Good night, sweethearts. No. Bye, y'all.
All right, David.
It's so hard. Okay, never mind. But shouts out to my city, Portland, man. Showing love, all the love, man. We do appreciate it, and we blessed, you know, that you have our backs.
All right, everybody, I want to say thank y'all for coming out. I want to thank my guest, Chef Pineapple. I want to thank Rissa Riss, Sharissa Hall. I want to thank David Reddy Jefferson. Thank you, K-Boo, for listening. Thank you, K-Boos, my fans, my friends, my enemies, my foes, loved ones, and all that good stuff. See y'all next time. Have a wonderful T6. We miss you, and have a good one. So long, everybody. Bye. Bye. Love y'all.
100.
Love you guys.
From the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the inescapable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs nor condemns people for being drug users. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when drug users are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized. Harm reduction is a set of practical strategies and ideas aimed at reducing negative consequences associated with drug use.